The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamar, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Storm Frame, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
Welcome. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. At least I hope you can. I hope you can. All right, so glad you could join us, folks. Listen, so there's a lot of stuff in the news today that I think we should talk about. But I want to say a lot of it is negative stuff. So let me get something out of the way. Bahamas still has positive things happening in it, inside the government and outside the government. There's some positive things happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. All right? Still a lovely place to live. Environmentally speaking, still a lovely place to live. Politically and legally speaking, still a very civil place to live. Still. Insofar as things being done by the government, there are things being done by the government that are positive, right? Children are still going to be fed at school. There are still schools operated by the government. There are still medical facilities operated by government. There's still police officers and immigration officers and defense force officers for the national security of the country operated by the government. So there's still positive things that are happening in the country. There are still some leaders in the government who can and should be respected. Still, yes. I'm calling no names today, but there are some who I regard highly today. Okay? That is a fact. So there are things positive happening in Bahamas. Some crap is happening in the Bahamas. Really, some serious, serious crap. Very serious crap. So before I get to some of that crap though, let me say that the University of the Bahamas has expressed deep sadness regarding the death of a student at the university, someone who was an athlete and a student, found unresponsive at one of the universities' dormitories. This is a very tragic situation for the family of that student, no doubt, for the friends of that student, for those who share dorm facilities with that student. And it can really be psychologically offsetting, upsetting. I know this experience. Now, I don't know the circumstances around the passing of the student. We haven't gotten any identification that I'm aware of, so I'm not disclosing any identification. But when I was at the University of the Bahamas between 1984 and 1986, I believe it was in my second year in 85, that I will tell you what, I lived on the dorms at the university right there in Oaksfield. I lived at the dorms. And I recall going to school in the morning, walking from the dorms to the university, to the college campus. I saw one of the dorm mates at a building there talking with her, what we knew to be her boyfriend, and greeted and then left, you know, walked past. Do you know that that evening she was found with her throat slit? Her boyfriend was charged with that murder. It was stunning for us who lived on the dorm. It was upsetting. It was unsettling. That is not a comparable situation to what is happening now. I don't know. I'm just talking about having to confront a situation in which you actually have someone die who was mingling with you, moving about with you in a living space. It can be extremely challenging, and the university has obviously made available counseling for students in the situation. At the time it happened to us, I don't recall any particular arrangements having been made, but this was in the 80s, you know. But it was something. So the university college has had some incidences that it has had to deal with, one of which I personally know, personally. And it was a shock out to me to learn of her death, because I knew I had just seen her that morning and with him. So our condolences to the family as well, deep condolences, and to all of the associates and friends. I pray for their comfort and settling in situation. So, in Abaco, a murder occurred. Someone, the Tribune says, a suspected drug lord. Someone who the police says was known to them. The murder was brutal. You know, in this day and age, things happen and cameras and videos all over the place. That murder was caught on camera. A young boy, I think 13 years old or so, was shot in the leg. And I'm not encouraging anybody to go watch it, but the way that happened, that just seemed like a personal hit. What's going on? What's going on? Not murder? That ain't just no murder. Some freaky things going on around the Bahamas. Some connected things going on around the Bahamas. If I used to cuss, I'd cuss. We need to get to the bottom of this crap. You hear me? This is tragic for us Bahamians who live here. Don't matter what the person is, you know. These displays of violence and the personalities involved and the connectedness they have throughout the society in low and high places, these things are being observed. We don't want this to be characteristic of life in the Bahamas. However isolated to a particular community it might be, or isolated to a particular group of people or type of people, et cetera, we don't need nor want this to be characteristic of this country. We didn't live a gangster period in the Bahamas in the 80s. We lived that. It wasn't even, in some ways, it wasn't even as violent as some of this. And I'll tell you why it wasn't as violent as some of this. We didn't live that in the 80s, man. You all remember? We was carrying on like cowboys. Flashing the Rolexes and flashing the Jags and flashing the Rolls Royce and flashing the big houses and flashing the cigarette boats and flashing the Ninja 1000 motorbikes and flashing the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollar bills and flashing and flashing and flashing. Our lives were being destroyed. And our reputation as a nation was being put inside the cesspit. Until headlines were being mounted. Nation for sale. That's how we were living. And we got rid of that period. We so fairly significantly changed our circumstances. You know what a person on the streets told me? That's what they told me. He said, Jivago, let me tell you something. You know what? When I come back from the break, I can tell you all. We can pay our respects to our sponsors. And when I come back from the break, I can tell you all what they told me. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z-Line. I'm not afraid
to take a stand. West Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. undefeated ever since.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to ZLive. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. 4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. And congratulations to Brother Earl Thompson. Started his show yesterday and got off to a fantastic start. Well done, sir. Well done. Well done. Earl will be on following Z Live. So wonderful. This is what someone known on the streets said to me. Say, listen, back in the 80s and them, drug dealers had henchmen, but they were more intimidators. Yeah, if push came to shove, they were prepared to do what was necessary to be done, but they were more intimidators. They were not, in quote, killers. They said, now, as time went on, those henchmen became the men. And they started hiring henchmen who were not just henchmen, but were killers. Okay? Were killers. They could be hired to take out rivals, to take out folk. And then he said to me, he said, Shivago, what is on the street now are killers who are the man. And that they themselves and those they hire will do what they got to do and not even bat an eye. That is some crazy crap. That there makes for a culture within our culture that is right out the movies, right off the screen. To create for us events and circumstances, this little country, this little paradise we call it, can ill afford to have be characteristic of itself. But it is happening. It is happening. It's happening. We got police officers being indicted. We got customs officers, the defense force officers being indicted. We've got police officers being arrested for doing nonsense. We got defense force officers with guns. And this is not the whole force. This is not the whole establishment of the people who guard our national security. But the fact of the matter is, there is something that uniform, that vocation, that position allows people to do and move and roam freely in the country that might more often than not cause them to be detected, because we're expecting them to be the detectors. I called someone the other day and said this, and I called a police officer and said this to them. Around the corner from me, a young man was screaming, yelling, walking up and down the street, he was fussing with some relative or somebody. And so it's with a domestic dispute and so forth. I told him, I said, let me tell you what is tragic. I hesitate to call the police. I hesitate. Why? Because I hesitate because I don't want what might just be a domestic dispute turn into a situation in which somebody gets killed because I called trying to save a life and someone on the police may not have been able to handle the matter properly and it escalates, boom, someone dead. I didn't want that on my conscience. I said, by the same token, I didn't want on my conscience that I could have called and had an intervention that could have avoided and prevented a murder, a death. I said, when the citizen get in that dilemma, now let me tell you how one of those could be eliminated. If we don't have too many incidences in which the police's action is questionable, in which the police's releases a motive and character is questionable, then you could eliminate my anxiety about calling the police. Now, you know, in other circumstances, I don't have a problem calling the police because if you have a shootout going on, so I call the police. But in a domestic dispute that could turn into something else, I didn't want that. This is why when we have people in position, it is so important for us to get it right. Because the stakes are very high for the entire society. And that trust is a premium. The trust in the prime minister, the trust in the ministers, the trust in the members of parliament, the trust in the senators, the trust in the judiciary, the trust in the civil service, the trust in all the public officers, the trust in the media, the trust in the institutions of the country are and must be intact. It saves lives. That murder in Abaco ain't no little thing. That ain't no ordinary thing. It's not an ordinary thing. It's not. And the government shouldn't treat it as an ordinary thing. We have too much nonsense in this country being treated as ordinary things. Silence reigns when it happens. This is not good. It's not right. Oh, boy. Steck says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. For what I see, there has been a serious breakdown within law enforcement. Back in the 80s, there were some officers who were fed by criminals. Less law enforcement begin to sweat the small stuff. And there are so much we see every day. Lawlessness will continue to compound. Can't disagree with you with that, brother. Steck says, I love the analogy. Which analogy was that? Just help me understand, because I wasn't giving an analogy. I was given like a real, if you're referencing what I was told, that's a real deal. It says, good day, Lang. Question, if I got my boat license this year for $1,000, and after this year it's $200. Why the drop of $800? I feel the price is too high for the first time. Well, I wouldn't know why it would be $1,000 then, unless there was a complaint that caused the license to be dropped. And so you have to, I don't know. I have no idea, but that could be the only reason why I said maybe there were complaints and people, and I remember there being some public furor over the new boat licensing pricing. So maybe they recanted and reduced their license fee, which should be good for you. You should be happy. It says our country is ruled by dark forces, and I mean the physical ones. These guys have ins into the most senior offices of political movers, money makers, and the police hierarchy. And that's the God honest truth. Someone might not like that person saying that, but that's the God honest truth. That there is no, that's not untrue. That's not untrue. Man, let me tell you something. That's true. It says, reflective of the government's attitude to important and urgent things. To them, everything seems ordinary. It's ratio as usual. It was Scarab Boat, not the cigarette boat. Scarab Boat? It wasn't a cigarette boat, man. I ain't know them a cigarette. I don't know what the difference is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pay our respects to our sponsors once again, and we'll be back after this break.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. This text has the analogy where you said it's important for those in authority to get it right, the police and government officials, when you spoke of your reluctance to call the police during the domestic dispute. Oh, okay. Yeah, the example I gave. Yes, I understand. Thanks for that. They two power boats, cigarette just longer. That's what I thought. But I remember cigarettes. I didn't remember the other one as much. But you know, somebody else told me that's like splitting hairs. I agree with you. Give your pocket a break, folk. We will help you pay the big four in our September Bill Buster promotion. We are giving away gift vouchers every week, vouchers from BPL, Water and Sewage, Super Value Food Stores, and Shell. Win gift vouchers every Friday in September. Oh, my. Fill out the entry form in today's Nassau Guardian. Listen to the Guardian Radio 96.9 and follow us across all social media platforms. Give your pocket a break with our September Bill Buster. Win gift vouchers every Friday. Man, this is September. September is my birth month. I was born on September 7th, 1967. So my birthday can be in 6 days. I am not going to be with y'all on my birthday. I promise you I won't do a replay, but I can be with you live. You know, I decided 4 years or so ago that I am going to decide what I'm going to do on my birthday. And I can do just doggone that. And so I'm going to make every birthday till I pass memorable. And I can remember when I first started that, I can remember every birthday what I did. You all hear what I did, eh? One by day, I decided I was going to have breakfast with some pastor friends of mine, lunch with some school mates I graduated with, and dinner with my family. And that's exactly what I did. That's the first time. The second time, I decided I was going to fly to Florida, and I was going to just movie hop. I love movie watching. I just hop from movie to movie to movie the whole day. That's what I wanted to do. I had a blast. 1 year, I just decided I only wanted pea soup and dumpling the way my mother made it. And I that's all I wanted on my birthday. And I was going to enjoy that. And my mother, of course, had passed by that time. But you know what? I can tell you all the broad honest truth. This is the truth. It felt to me like God used my hands to make that soup, and boy, it was delicious. Delicious. This is going to be the fourth year of my decision making. Oh, boy. All righty. This says we have a social behavior problem. We've always had social behavior problems. We've always had, so that's not new, but These particular situations that we are confronted with, these are unique in that these are high-level gangster-like ordeals, that these are not your typical situation. So this is not a social problem. This is a particular situation that requires a response reflective of the situation. This requires a national security response that enables the public of the Bahamas to know that the government of the Bahamas is very serious about getting at this and causing there to be a sense of urgency sufficient to ensure that the public believes it is not at risk in these kinds of things. Don't look at that video. I'm not encouraging anybody to look at the video. Anyway. That's what is required in my view. Mr. Lang, where do we go to license our dogs for free? This is not made public. Where do you go? Animal control has to be resident, I believe, in, I don't know, actually, I don't know. But maybe somebody who's listening could tell us, where do you go to license your dogs? I don't know. I really don't know. Never had to engage that as a public servant or as a private citizen. I really don't know. It's a good question. Mr. Lang, from a child, I have never trusted the police and never had any confidence in them. Wow. When I was a child, something made me flee my house at about 2 a.m. in the morning. I walked from Montel Heights down Robinson Road to the station on Bellew Hill Road. Told the police that were there what happened, and they laughed at me. I turned around and walked out of there, went home and slept under a car until morning. Wow. Thank God for walking with me that night. Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. That's terrible. Says, I hate to say it, but we seem to border once again on the reputation of a nation for sale and paradise lost as in the 80s. Those in authority don't seem to care because, unlike many of us, they could relocate at the drop of a hat. No, they can't. Hence their refusal to deal with these critical issues or answer critical questions. Sad. They can't relocate at the drop of a hat. Don't believe that. Man, that promotion sounds good, but y'all must have me labeled. They suck my teeth. I was all ready for that summer getaway. Suggesting you the voucher. You gotta talk to Dwight Dembo that. So dog licensing used to be in National Training Center, Gladstone Road, says this text. Okay, so you can check that out. I'm just not sure what ministry it comes under. That's what I was really trying to determine. I don't remember. It doesn't actually flow for me. This says, if half the stories on social media is to be believed about this individual, the police turned a blind eye. Plus, he had political connections, says that text. You've said it before, you can't break the back of crime because crime has no back. You got that right. Cannot break the back. You can do things to curb it. You can do things to constrain it, to restrain it. You can do. But ain't no breaking no back. So Mr. Lang, God, Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel and Cain left a conversation with God trying to instruct him about doing the right thing. He gonna kill his baby brother. Murdered his baby brother. So Mr. Lang, the public school administrators are on strike. Schools were dismissed at 12 noon. Yes. Yeah. We're gonna get to that on the other side of the break. I thought it was Ministry of Agriculture too. I thought it was Ministry of Agriculture myself. I did think so. I thought animal control comes under the Ministry of Agriculture. I think that is true. But I didn't want to say because I really would have been guessing mostly. But I think that's where it is actually, in the Ministry of Agriculture. So call the Ministry of Agriculture and ask them about the licensing of a dog. My mommy and my all kind of dog. I don't know that any dog my mother's ever was licensed, but we always had our dogs, and I'm no dog lover, folk. Chicago Lang ain't no dog lover. I am not. I don't want your dog come lick me. I don't want your dog come rub up on me. I don't want your cat come rub up on me. I am a cat. I am a fish and a bird person. Damn, I could do. Bird and fish. I ain't hating on nobody who love dogs. All my family basically love dogs. My family love dogs, but I ain't not one of them. But my mother used to keep the dogs contained, properly cared for, so forth and so forth. And if you can have these dogs, I used to say to my son and them, you have to understand they come with immense responsibilities, both in their care and in their cost, if you're going to do it right. All right? And so I am 100% in support of the government's efforts to curb all these stray dogs running around the place. this unwillingness of home owners to contain their dogs with leashes or in fencing is nonsense, that I have to walk around my neighborhood and be concerned that your dog gonna run and try to chase me. That's ridiculous. That's a public nuisance. People trying to get exercise, the children out there. My son, I had to carry my son to the horse field one time, he in the neighborhood playing, him and his friend playing, and they playing wrestling, and the boy dog, a pit bull, attacked him and bite him almost close to his private park. I was angry, but you know what? He was with his friends, and it was an accident and what have you. But we are too loose in the Bahamas with some of these things we do, man. We are too loose. We have no respect in the God until something happened and everybody start crying. You a dog owner? Be responsible. Be responsible. I mean, seriously. Why you have to, you know, when something didn't happen, that's too late. But I was in hospital with my son for hours and hours and hours and hours for an unnecessary nonsense. Unnecessary. You got a dog, contain your dog. Contain, that's your animal. Not mine, and I don't understand dog lovers. Why every dog lover believe everybody else is a dog lover? Why you think I want your dog near me while I walk and run, et cetera? Why you think it's okay to while you're moving your dog, not to assume I don't like dogs? Right? It's anyway, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad of you for joining us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Education, the Honorable Chester Cooper, said in response to the management union in the education system that he was disappointed that they took such disruptive action and thought that they would be more reasonable and so forth and so forth and so forth. I want you to listen for those words coming out of the mouths of the opposition today. That would be the Free National Movement. I want you to listen out for any words from them saying that this unreasonableness and disruptiveness and I have an open door policy and so forth and so forth. Listen for the end when you hear any of that, because I promise you that in all the times that there was disruptions in the education system, when Chester Cooper and those were in opposition, you ain't never hear no such words from him. You would never have heard any such words. You would have heard condemnation of the system that didn't do the necessary to ensure that people were properly paid and staffing was properly implemented and so forth and so forth. You would never hear such a thing. This management union didn't strike last year, didn't strike the year before, didn't strike the year before that, and so forth, so forth. And this isn't about whether you have a personal open door or not policy. When unions put down their feet and press that lever like that, it's because they're telling you, we're fed up, we talked long enough. This ain't about no personal minister. The government of the Bahamas has been the Davis administration now for 5 years, and some of you ministers seem to forget that. You can't pretend like, oh, because you're in there now, it's new. It's not new. You're the same administration. You've been a deputy prime minister of the government of the Bahamas for 5 years. And so these people, you just reached out the ministry, but they've been dealing with the ministry for years. Belinda Wilson is the president of the teachers union, and the teachers union has been dealing with the ministry for years. She's been dealing with your administration for years, not you, your administration, and you've been part of that administration making collective decisions. And we need to understand that. This is how governance works. We have this personality-driven politics too oftentimes when it comes to government. Government is administration. So we get people, we start blaming, oh, blame this minister and blame that minister and blame the next thing. Of course you could blame them because they have direct responsibility for something. But we have what we call a cabinet system of government. We make collective decisions. And unless you see a cabinet comes out and says, you know, that decision made by that minister wasn't mine. Unless you see the prime minister comes and says, you know, that decision made by the minister wasn't mine. Then that's the government of the Bahamas decision. So who is not paying the teachers what they are asking for in an agreement? The government, not Mr. Chester Cooper personally. Not former Minister of Education, the Honorable Glenys Hannah Martin, personally. The government for 5 years was the Davis administration. And if the issue extends beyond that administration into the Minister administration, then it would be the government under the Minister administration. So this notion that you arrive and you're going to charm people like President Belinda Wilson and them, that can't happen. They've been around too long. Nobody can charm them. They understand how this works. You ask her. She knows how it works. And you know what she knows? She knows that if you can get anything done in the government, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas has to concur. Chester Cooper, as Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Education, can't do nothing if the Prime Minister don't concur. And if you do something that the Prime Minister don't concur with, you just get moved sometimes, or you just get quashed sometimes, or you just get silenced sometimes, and we have seen that. So don't anybody fool you. In this country, Prime Ministers run the Bahamas. They can't duck nor dodge nothing that happens in their administration. Nothing. Because if they didn't come out and reverse it, if they didn't come out and speak against it, if they didn't come out and say, that's not us, we're changing that or altering that, then it's on them. You are the head of government. That's what the prime minister is. And Belinda, you ask her if she don't understand that. They understand that. They talk to the minister because they think the minister could talk to the prime minister. But if they ain't getting no motion, they know exactly what to do. What is it you expect? If people aren't getting, when the opposition can't get their way, what do they do? And the PLP was in opposition, couldn't get it away, what would it do? Cause disruption in the House of Assembly, go in the press and try and embarrass you, blah, blah, blah. When the FNM Congress, what do they do? Going to in the parliament, cause disruption, going to press, cause problem. What is it that any person who's been in politics long enough wouldn't know that a union is going to do if they are not making progress? You keep showing up and keep showing up to your office to have meetings and discussions. you got to be naive to believe that and not understand what has been happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for the longest time. When the late Bodie was president of the hotel union, when they get mad, what they used to do? And he was very supportive of the PLP at that time. What do? They go and cause disruption? Huh? That's how it go. So it's not surprising. And when will they cause a disruption? They're not going to cause a disruption when it's convenient for you. They can cause a disruption when it's very inconvenient for you. The beginning of school opening, very inconvenient. You know why? Because they say it's very inconvenient to have no principal, vice principal, or guidance counselor here, there, and there. To have no teachers in this and no teachers that here, there, and there. They think that's very inconvenient. And so what are they going to do to try to get your attention? They're going to have this. They're going to have protestation at inconvenient times. Why do we pretend like this? And we sitting in the public, you listen, you're watching this play out, and you're supposed to sit around and think, oh, that's so terrible. That's so terrible, man. You done seen this movie before, twice, three times, and four times. Every time you go watch a movie over and over again, you see little something you didn't see before, but you know the general plot. You know how it works. And you know, shock and surprise by no politician is can change that. Same politicians on a different day in a different position would be right there supporting these people. What we need to do is focus on the problem and try to get and fix it. This is, you know what it's difficult? We know it's difficult to do. It's difficult to tell unions you can't pay them more when you overspending by tens of millions of dollars in beaches and park, when you overspending by tens of million dollars in millions of dollars in travel, when you parking $700 million in the National Investment Fund, just sitting up there doing apparently nothing, when you are able to have millions and millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on this and on that and on the next thing and so forth, and then turn around and tell teachers, educators, I can't do more than that for you. That ain't yourself. That's the problem. That's why you got to be straight with people and you got to operate in a way that looks realistic. So when people hear you say, well, you know, I could do 3%, they could say, well, you know, yeah, they are, because, you know, they really cut back on travel. it's a system. It's a system. And I'm sorry. It seems to me like we're not seeing it. We get mad with me, you know, we'll get mad with me. Chivago, oh, he just against the government, and he's just come criticizing all the time. Or, you, no, listen to me. Just listen. Listen to what I'm saying. And I swear to you, if the Minister of Administration was in, I was doing the same thing. So how you take it is on you. I'm saying, let's stop with the public relations thing, man. Okay, public relations can't fix problems for you. It can help you communicate a problem. It can help you help people understand the problem. It can soothe a population so that they can be aware of where you may be trying to take them. But fixing a problem means sitting your backside down and making decisions. That's the reality. Sitting down and making decisions. Now, if you got a decision to make and on an agreement, we have to agree. Right? So you think one, I think, and we got to keep talking until we get at something. Now, for me, this seems rather simple. You will never agree if you stay at one and I stay at two. If you could come to 1.1, and I could come to 1.9, then we're getting somewhere. You could come to 1.2, and I could come to 1.8, then we're getting somewhere. You could come to 1.3, and I'd come to 1.7, we're getting somewhere. If we can do that, we can continuously be making progress. And at some point, I promise you, we may agree. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, gracious user, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right, Chief. Hey, I have a question for you, right? Okay, if the government, because since you were in Parliament before, right, and served as an MP, now the budget that was passed in July, I think, right, if the government decides to cave into the union's demands pertaining to teachers, right, that means that they'll have to wait till the next budget.
No, they wouldn't. When they decided to spend more money in travel than they spent, would did they wait for another budget?
Okay, I see what you're saying. No, I don't really understand.
I'm just asking you this way, so you can get the point. Okay. No, the other one thing is, when they decided to overspend in Beaches and Park, did they wait for another budget?
No, sir.
Did when they decided to borrow more money than they had approval for, did they wait for another budget?
No.
Okay then.
Second thing I want to make a note on, right? If the government decides to cave into their demands, right, the problem in that is, you know, the doctors coming next for their money, right?
They can say,
we deserve a pay raise. And then, you know, customs can probably be next. And then the police can be next, because everyone can say, well, they overwork and they need more money. So there is going to be a strike eventually on another end. So you solve one problem, then you still have another problem.
No, but that's always possible, but it also it depends on how you arrive at the place where you arrived at. So like I said before, let's suppose the doctors and the nurses and the other people here, well, you know, I heard the teachers union really had very good negotiations. They started out at wanting two, but they had a series of meetings that eventually had offers and counter offers until they arrived at an agreement. Now, if they hear that that has happened, then why would they not think that that's the precedent as opposed to something else? You see what I mean? All right. So it depends. But there is always that risk. But apart again, though, why that risk exists, because you have said to people, you have a surplus. Last fiscal year, next fiscal year, you said to people, you've had unprecedented levels of revenue generated in the country. You said to people that even the international community has acknowledged your stewardship. You have indicated to people, I overborrowed $700 million. You have indicated to people that you got paid $120 million for selling the Grand Lucaya. You have told people, I spent and borrowed $300 million buying the Grand Bahama Power Company. You have said to people, you are spending tens of millions of dollars, $8 million a month from paying BGC for whatever program they are doing. All people see is tens of millions and millions and millions of dollars being put out by this government and taken in by the government. Why would they not think, the doctors, the teachers, and all the other people, why would they not think, we want a break, we need more, because we are out here killing ourselves? Why wouldn't they think that? What should make them think otherwise? Anybody, if you out there and you're listening to me, tell me, why should anyone think otherwise? What would give them the indication the government can't afford to do more? Right, and then the pay packages that the people are asking for isn't as if it's going to all come in 1 year. They're asking for, this is a five-year agreement. And so the increases will kick in over a period of time, where the government says going forward, it is going to have surpluses on the overall budget. The economy is growing by 3.8%. Why wouldn't people believe things are good? We just came off an election. We won an election boasting about all the goodness and the good things. Right? This says, good afternoon. The difference between cigarettes and scarab boats is just name. Like someone buying a Mercedes or a BMW boat. Boats are used for racing pleasure. or smuggling. You can buy a small one or a big one, just different brands, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's Texas. Hi, Mr. Lang. But I thought I was the only one don't like dogs. I see my friends have dogs staying in their house. I think animals supposed to be outside. I don't want no dog around me. Mr. Cooper wondered what planet he's living on. Over the past 8 weeks, Belinda Wilson has been speaking about lack of response from the ministry on their issues, with a final statement saying end of negotiation. Now he claims his door is open. Another statement was made this morning that they were executing their mitigation plan and dispatching officers, only for the public to hear hours later students are ruined. Let me tell you something, but you cannot public relations your way out of a problem. You can't. You could communicate a problem through public relations, but you can't public relations your way out of it. If you didn't need them teachers, if you don't need them teachers and them people, then why hire them in the beginning, in the first place? You cannot operate a school without them people. That's the reality. Right? Let's stop fooling. That's the reality. What is necessary is for the union and the ministry to come to terms and to be able to cause teachers to be about the business that they're supposed to be about so that the children can get the benefit. Then no public relations can fix that. No statement. No AI, GPT-generated statement can fix that. So please clarify that this industrial dispute is the Educators Administrators Union under Stephen McPhee, but BUT under Belinda Wilson. Yes, teachers have not launched industrial action as yet. That is true. That's why I said it was the, and that union, I think, is the administrator. That's right. That's why I said it's the management grouping, not the teachers. Belinda does not like people mixing up the union issues. I agree with you 100%. Belinda does have put themselves in a place where they may take action. It says, Z, you hit one of the main problems on his head. It's not possible to PR a country to success. At best, you can only create an impression of success, which, if not based on substance, will eventually fall apart. It's time for us to get to work at honestly solving the issues before us. Well said, and so true. That's the reality. Say yes to BEMU, not to BUT. I thought I made that clear that it was the management union. Yes. Definitely not BUT. Not yet, but the BUT is on standby, though. BUT is on standby. Let me give you all an example of something that is a kind of indication that we are maybe not thinking through some of our issues correctly. I think I heard, if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Madam Wilson of the Teachers Union mention this. The Bahamas is an archipelago. We are told that there are no principals in the family islands, right? Some family island schools have no principals, right? But listen to me now. How many prime ministers do we have in the country? One. How many minister of anything do we have in the country? One. Is the prime minister of all the islands of the Bahamas? Yes. All the ministries of the Bahamas? Yes. Are ministers the ministers of all the agencies, no matter where those agencies find themselves in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, whether in New Providence, Grand Bahama, Bimini, Abaco, Long Island, Eleuthero, Mekelle, etc.? Yes. So let me see. You could be the leader of an organization that has parts throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and you believe that you can successfully manage all those parts, notwithstanding that you are based in New Providence. But you don't believe that a principal can actually be the principal of a school in New Providence and the principal of a school in the Family Islands to which she or he can travel. And while a vice principal or some other senior person might be there, when you are not physically present to carry out instructions, you can communicate by phone, by Zoom, by any means God put on planet Earth, including satellite, where you can physically, you can virtually be there with them dealing with matters at the school, And we don't see that it is possible to name a principal to multiple schools, especially if he or she has proven to be an effective principal. That we have to say we don't have a principal, that's nonsense. She can, he can, be at that school 1 week of the month while there are other people. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas travels all over the world. Well, who running the country while he's gone? Huh? Come on, man. It's the 21st century. We have CEOs who run entities all across the globe. The globe. Leadership doesn't require you to be physically present at all times. It requires you to have sufficient awareness, attention, and grasp of the organs of your enterprise sufficient to direct the team that you lead toward the execution of the plans that the organization has to deliver its results. So I'm sorry, this nonsense that we have a shortage, even in this day and age, shortage of teachers. Shortage of teachers. You could have in the family island a capable educator in math. They may not be a trained teacher, but they might be a math graduate, right? And with bachelor's or master's. And the classroom is being delivered, the lessons, by your teacher in New Providence. But your students in Mayaguana, in Nagua, are watching this same class, this math lesson delivered at R.M. Bailey in Nassau with that person or persons present to address any particular questions those students might have after the class. Because in the class, you could raise your hand and the teacher in Nassau could see the student in McCall say, I have a question, ask the question. Maybe that benefits all the students in New Providence as well, get an answer. And then once that session is over, the person who is assisting could say to Charlie or Sherry, listen, this you still having difficulty with this and that, and help them that way. In the 21st century, we are constrained about the physical presence of somebody to help, to teach? No. That's just we're not doing the necessary to use the tools at our disposal. There is no need, I said this before, for there to be any such thing as a deficiency of educators in any part of the Bahamas as long as we have one or two or three in any part of the Bahamas. No need. Absolutely no need. Nonsense. We got engineers out there who probably in 100% occupied who could also be virtual instructors in math and these kinds of things. There's no need. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Lang. Oh, let's take this caller first. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. The question that I want to ask, as you express the need for us to, I guess, modernize our education sector. My question is the responsibility then on the leadership to lead us as a people in this direction where
absolutely
it's made known to us, okay, we have this shortage. We've been saying that there's a shortage of 300 whatever amount of teachers, and so our the response is that we're going to do some virtual classes and we prepare our students or even parents, guardians, to know that this is what the new frontier is going to be, where, like you say, a teacher in R.M. Bailey is going to take over those two English courses in a family island which has only maybe 12 students or whatever number of students. But is the responsibility on the leadership to prepare us as a people, which would, void of that preparation, it would cause, it would it result in us as a people saying, oh, we don't have these persons physically present?
Absolutely, it is required of the leadership to prepare people. So we had an exercise when I was Minister of State for Education We had an exercise called Amalgamation of Schools. This is where we were closing down one school in a settlement in one of the islands and joining that school with another school. All right. That's a serious thing for settlements. These people take that seriously. You're getting rid of a school. I had to personally, as minister, fly to every island where that was happening and explain to the parents what was happening, why it was happening, and how we believed that their children would benefit from it. That was my job. And so in the same way, you could, and if you decide, and think about it, it's not a virtual class, really. The only virtuality of it is that the teacher is not present in the island where her, in her real-time, a real-time presentation is being made. But in that classroom is also a teacher aide who is present. So these are not unsupervised students. These are not students without assistance, but these are students who are getting the same teacher education that the kids are getting in New Providence because the same teacher is teaching. When you and I sit in the classroom, what do? We sit there and watch the teacher teach for the most part. If we get, and very, not often do we really, that I recall, ask questions. We sit there, we take notes, and we let the teacher explain, true or not true?
Very much true, sir.
So what is the difference if I'm sitting in Mayaguana watching the teacher on a big screen do on the chalkboard or whatever else she's using the same thing she's doing in New Providence? I can ask a question because I can raise my hand, she can see me, and she can hear me.
Again, Mr. Lang, I think what's missing in this circumstance is this level of innovative leadership within our government sector to kind of harness these issues and give we the public more assuring responses in terms of what the resolve is going to be. Because I very well believe what you're sharing with us as a public is very much achievable. But we're not hearing that. We're hearing that from a former minister in Chivago Lang. We're not hearing that from the Minister of Education or the government per se. And so it leaves us to wonder, what are the solutions? Yes, we heard that they were trying to bring as many teachers back into the system and bring as many persons on board as possible. We don't know how successful they were in that. But the reality is that today parents have to leave school leave work and different things to go and pick up their children because of the challenges that exist with educators within our school system. And so I think leadership, like you always say, is paramount in this issue that will help us as a people not to succumb to our own vices or our own thoughts on these issues.
I agree with you 100%. We are brick and mortar thinking in the age of AI. That's what we have.
That leadership, it's rare that we as a people rise to the top with solutions from among us as a people and say, this is what can be done or what we should do versus us always just complaining about what is.
Thank you very much, brother. The key to lifting up and elevating the family islands in the delivery of any number of services is the technology available in today's age. That is key. That's the key. That is key. The combination of that technology and able bodies and minds will deliver them up what they require in their environments. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for our sponsors. We'll be back after this break. You know that you're not alone.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Craving crispy? Meet the BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken. A golden crunchy chicken filet topped with smoky bacon, creamy ranch, and all the flavor you're hungry for. It's crispy. It's savory. It's ranch loaded deliciousness in every bite. Don't settle for an ordinary chicken sandwich. Head to Burger King and grab a BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken combo with onion rings and a drink. Make lunch loud. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999, undefeated ever since.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I have a question. The issue that the teachers union is having with the government is it as it relates to monies. Is there a contractual agreement made previously between the union and the government outlining pay, raises, increments, etc.? If that's the case, then why is the government not living up to their contractual agreement as they should? That ain't no more than fair. Well, that's the issue. The issue is that their whole of previous agreement has expired. So the government, I think, essentially fulfilled that agreement. This is a new agreement they're negotiating, and they have not yet come to terms with the new agreement. They haven't agreed on all the matters in the new agreement. So it's not the old agreement, it's the new agreement. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A blessing. Good afternoon. How are you doing, Shivago?
Hey, Anton. What's up?
I'm doing okay. Just listening to the conversation as you were talking about education. And I listened to the minister's communication, Deputy Prime Minister, the Honorable Chester Cooper. Are you aware that he was on a show on a platform on ZNS last night with Howard Grant speaking about education?
I was not, no.
Okay, because exactly what you are speaking about right now is what he is doing. He
what, 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 Which is what?
Right. He explained to the nation last night on the show that his although there are teacher shortages, there was a great benefit coming out of COVID-19 in the exploitation and use of technology throughout education, the classroom, and the workforce in the country. And he will be
he isn't saying what I'm saying, my friend. I listened to his national address.
I wasn't speaking to his national address.
But why would you give a national address on an important, and even what you described just now is not what I'm talking about.
What I'm saying, because you didn't allow me to finish.
You know why? Because I already see where you're going, and I can tell you it ain't going to be the same. But go ahead. No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
See, what I don't want is, let me tell you what I don't want you to do for me today. I don't want you to come on the show to regurgitate what you think he said as an apologetic situation, and then tell me that he's saying that he's doing exactly what I'm saying. Because I know that ain't true. I absolutely know that's not true.
No problem. Can I carry on then?
Please, carry on. So just tell me what he said.
Thank you. The Deputy Prime Minister explained very plainly as it relates to lack of teachers in the classroom, technology mm-hmm. will fill the gap, as it mm-hmm. is being done currently in education under his leadership, under the leadership of his director, his permanent secretary, and support staff.
So what he's telling me is that you're telling me today, a teacher who's teaching math in R.M. Bailey has a screen that she can see the students in Mayaguana in the classroom, and that the students in Mayaguana can see a screen to see the teacher in R.M. Bailey, and that there is an aide who is in the school in Mayaguana who is there to be on hand to assist those children while the teacher in R.M. Bailey is teaching. You're telling me that is happening in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas today.
The Deputy Prime Minister was very implicit and very clear. He stated by the end of September, students throughout the archipelago of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas will have in their possession laptops or notepads.
Anton, with the greatest respect, you
to do exactly okay. that.
Okay, then. Okay, great. I'm going to wait for it. The end of September, you said?
End of September.
Okay. I'll wait for it.
I have another point if I can.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. I want to highlight something, Shivago, mm-hmm. because it seems as though the government of the Bahamas current can do nothing right in the eyes of certain individuals. Right? There's a lot.
Would I be one of those?
I'm not here to call any names at this time, Shivago.
No. See, you don't get to come on my show and make that innuendo. I started the show by explaining things positively being done by the government of the Bahamas present. The same show. Since you might have joined us late.
I talked about the breakfast program.
I talked about, it's been times past even, about what is being done in education with the studies being done, etc. I talked about that today.
Okay, Shivago.
But the fact that you can't answer the question means you are insinuating me. Okay? And here's what is true.
If I wanted to insinuate
Here's what is true, Anton. No, bro. Let me tell you what is true. Ain't no cheerleaders on here for the FNM nor the PLP. We will talk about what is happening in the Bahamas, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you want to cheerlead, you can call. You don't have to say people believe the government can't do nothing right. That's their right. Some people believe the FNM can do nothing right. Why is that a point? These shows are not to cheerlead for anybody. If you support a party and you want cheerlead for them, you cheerlead for them. That's your right. We are talk show hosts. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we're not going to allow anybody to diminish the worth of what we say because they not happy with us cheerleading for their cause. FNM, PLP, DNA, or COI. Not going to happen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Take the pressure off this school year with a BOB Back to School loan. Borrow the funds you need for tuition, tech, and everything your children need to excel. Apply, get approved, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and you could win one of three Apple iPads. Offer ends September 4th. Terms and conditions apply. Back to school made easy with BOB, your bank of solutions.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/global.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. This text is, Mr. Lang Anton is not being genuine. You did say all the things that they did that were good. This government has been, in my interpretation, the worst administration in the history of the Bahamas. They tell untruths a lot and have their paid followers trying to hush or explain their inadequacies. We are adults, tell us the truth. And this is one of the things I want Anton was to understand. You could try slighting other people by trying to be slick with your nonsense, but my eyes and ears are wide open, and I am not a stupid man. You could believe that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
First of all, stop letting Anton raise your blood pressure up. Because we all know Anton is saying for his supper.
I'm taking beet juice. I'm taking beet juice, so my blood pressure is be good these.
Secondly, Anton made a statement where he said how Minister Cooper is saying that all students will have laptops and tablets in order for them to do the online thing. I want to know who is going to finance this now. Because that's another set of money that they're going to now have to find to go and buy these tablets and laptops for the children them when they could just go ahead and pay the teachers them one time. And I don't see why you can't just have a projector screen there or a large screen there with a substitute teacher inside there where all of the students can see one screen. We do that online all the time.
All the time. Easiest fix in the world. I mean,
I'm sure you even if you didn't go away to university, when you go to Phoenix University, where I studied, we did all classes and course online, and then you go away to take the exam. So I can't see why children can't do the same thing where they can actually sit there and watch a whole teacher in the front of them who can actually listen to everything they have to say, and they can converse back and forth with a substitute teacher or teacher aide right there in the classroom.
100%. Mind you, but you know, major corporations around the world are having their meetings with their teams around the world this week. Major corporations.
And Zoom doesn't cost no money.
No.
All you basically have to do is buy a projector screen, and also you can project from the laptop onto the same. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to use that. You can use the same chalkboard that's in the class and use the projector onto the chalkboard.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't see what the problem is. So them talking foolishness and promising their progress or talking about getting laptops and tablets again and so forth for every child and student to be able to do that. Okay, y'all don't have a money issue now where y'all mismanaging money and can't find money and need to pay out money. And now y'all talking about finding more money to do this for the children. That makes no sense at all.
Mia Motley spent $100 million doing this in Barbados. Ask them how that went.
That was a complete failure.
Ask them how it went. That's all they need to do.
That online class, when we had the COVID, where the children them were doing it online, that made no sense because the children them didn't know. Matter of fact, I'm one of them, so I can say, I used to go online and do the clickety-click and click the answers for my child one time, too.
Not only that,
you can actually sit there in the classroom and do your own work.
Absolutely. And not only that, you had students like my son when he was younger who was doing virtual school, not in the government, the Bahamas. He was doing virtual school elsewhere. And he's sitting there playing games, and only because I catch him. He got a laptop and he's sitting there playing games.
So what makes him think that it's going to happen again?
Please. And it ain't necessary. It's just not necessary. Thank you so much for
them
calling.
Promising, oh, this can happen. This, we tired of promises, man. My mom used to say, when you say one lie, you need to tell another lie to cover that lie, and then eventually you're going to say another lie to cover both those lies. To have
That's
this country in the way it is. Oh, this is in a surplus. This is a this and this is a this. And now they're lying. Oh, this one lying on us now because
you can't say they're lying. Your example of lying is true. That if you tell one lie, but we can't say they're lying because we're not from proving anybody's lying. So we let that be. We can't say they're lying. All right, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, you hung me up before I finished my point. Can I finish my point, Shabab?
No, Anton, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah, I don't want to be political, right? But are you aware of the virtual school?
Yes, I am aware of virtual school.
Yeah, I'm right at Mabel Walker, because it seemed like a lot mm-hmm. of listeners don't know that even under the FNM, they had virtual school.
Yes, we had to do that in the pandemic.
They teach the whole Bahamas from that campus on various subjects, and that's how students in family islands who may not have a commerce teacher or whatever mm-hmm. could do the commerce GCSE. So they have that system up and running. I don't even know what the Minister of Education is talking about, because it seems like you don't even know they have virtual school.
Well, they have, no, we have to be careful now. They have a platform for virtual schooling for sure. It has had its difficulty and challenges delivering up the kind of education services that many students and parents require, because it requires a kind of supervision, self-supervision, that has been and proven challenging. What we are talking about is a delivery mode that does away with much of that challenge. This is different, what we're talking about. Okay, but we're not, we know what happened during the pandemic. We know how much lesson hours lost during the pandemic as well. We know how there was some struggles with lots of students too in that period of time. But once you have what we're talking about, the setup we're talking about, you have to manage less equipment, less devices, and so forth and so forth, and you have to do less individual supervision. And so it's different. And I think that's important. I don't want anybody to get mixed up. If you show me that we're doing what I am suggesting, then I'll say, oh, yeah, well, that's great, man. Then what's the problem? There can't be any teacher shortage. All right. This text says, you are familiar with the civil service. Their default position is why something cannot be done. Where it is possible is a distant thought. Sometimes. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I find it atrocious that a government can find tens of millions of dollars to spend on beaches and parks every year, even though majority opinion is that beaches are, and parks are in one of the worst performing government departments, but is one of the worst performing government departments, but find it difficult to invest an additional couple million dollars in paying those responsible for molding the minds of our future generations. These humans make me want to cuss them. Hold your calm. This text is right on, bro. Do we have another call on the line, just to be sure? No? This text is Chicago. We have had virtual school for over a decade now. The school is at Mabel Walker Primary School. That's Mabel Walker Primary. Well, what is happening with the students at in Mayaguana, in Andres, Elutra, Long Island, where they say they got teacher shortage and principal shortage. They teach the whole Bahamas from here. The problem is that the family residents want to face-to-face teachers and protest. But virtual school is still goes on. Okay, I got you. I mean, that might be a solution. That might be it. Then why are we talking about teacher shortage? Oh, we said because the parents are complaining about it. Well, you better do a better job with that then. Because if the children are getting what they require, shouldn't be a problem, eh? Says, if Chester Cooper saying technology will fill the gap, why is school closed there early today? Mm-hmm. Say, well, not only that, why are you trying to get teachers? Why are you trying to get more teachers? Why were you trying to get teachers from abroad? Say, I thought that after the pandemic, it would have been automatic for us to be able to move seamlessly to online classes, yeah? Say, Fred Mitchell used to tell F&M, fix it. It says, good afternoon. Treat Anton like a treat, like you treat Donald Trump. Every time he comes on, I change the channel. Nothing ever comes out, makes any sense. I wouldn't say that. So end of September, wasn't the DPM on vacation for 2.5 months? Didn't he know school was opening on September 1st? The government of the Bahamas has done nothing right on high-ranking politicians, too. Energy and now school opening, it was what it is. It was Hannah Martin that seemed to break that progress, which would have helped students that could not make it to school or was not afforded a seat. I don't understand that. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Always enjoy your takes. As a teacher in Abaco, I wanted to make you aware that last year we had classes that were taught by the teacher that was in another part of the country. It wasn't for a whole semester, and it wasn't perfect because the school wasn't always able to have an assistant in the class, but it happened last year. See? So it can happen. Thank you for telling us that. It can happen. So, but Lang, tell Anton, this the same DPM who said $120 million was in the bank for the Freeport Hotel. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You got to let me read this one. So this was very important. So most of the teachers at the virtual school have been deployed to other schools. The virtual is impacted by internet interrupted, electricity off, lack of computers, etc. Reason. I got you. All right. Anyway, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God's best life. Take care.